Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. I'd like to read today from my little book of sayings, Do It Now. Give others complete freedom to be themselves. The more you appreciate them for what they are, the more balanced your own outlook on life will become. Each of us is a little sort of pinpoint of consciousness, of awareness. And if you want to be larger than a pin, then take into account broader realities than your little ego. When other people don't give you freedom, don't you fret under it? Don't you feel that they ought to just sort of get off your back and let you be yourself? Well, if you want others to treat you in any way, then the first thing you have to do is treat them that way too. Appreciation for others is the first key to getting others to appreciate you. Appreciating the way they look at things, the way they think of things, is the first way to get them to take your realities also into account. There's a song in my album played by Derek Bell. So whose album is it really? I'm the composer, he's the player. He's better known in music than I am. And I was certainly grateful to him when he asked me if I would write music so that he could record an album of my music. At any rate, the album, the Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell. And this one is called Daughter of Erin. The desolate Erin Islands are the scene of John Millington Synge's great play, Riders to the Sea. And Synge spent quite a lot of time on Erin and wrote a description of his experiences there with the people and so on. And on the basis of those experiences and the way he described the island, I wrote this song. I wrote the music, and I wrote words for the music that makes it a song, but it isn't a song on the album. The words are in the insert to give listeners an opportunity to sing along with the melody if they like. So let me read these words and then we'll play the music. When she smiles, the sun rays play in her eyes. From the sky her laughter draws song, as her hair to befriend, cheerful breezes descend. It's to nature her spirits belong. Oh, her spirit was made from the sun on a glade, far, far from the madding throng. There on Erin, loud waves lashing the rocks, screaming gulls that rise surfing the air. There where clouds meet the hills to beget dancing rills. Oh, it's freedom her wild spirits share. It's release that she brings. When she smiles, my heart flings far, far every worldly care. I can imagine people who are very sort of down-to-earth and practical and business-like and all these different things. I can imagine a lot of my listeners are people driving off to Montgomery Street because the stock market opens in New York at 6 o'clock our time. And I can imagine people like that, by no means all of them, and I hope not you, my dear listener, but I can imagine people. I remember somebody telling me once, I work on Montgomery Street, and then a long pause for the gasp of respect, and then he said, of course, you know what that means. Well, I did know what it meant, and I hoped he had something besides Montgomery Street in his veins, Because whereas it's a good thing to be practical, it's not a good thing to sort of scowl at anybody who is somewhat different. To give everybody an opportunity to be what he is. Then we find that there's beauty and excitement in every profession. And so a girl like this one described, a free spirit, living close to the wildness of nature, not in tune with the excitement of the city and the hustle and bustle, but living more in tune with the screaming of the seagulls and the rising and crashing of the waves and the wind on the trees and the wild rills, which is to say little streamlets coming in the hills, coming down the hills. All of these things are beautiful, and we should get away from any thought that we might have that this is the way everybody should be. Just think if everybody were a streetcar conductor. First of all, they wouldn't have jobs. Secondly, what a dull world it would be. But that there are some people who are streetcar conductors is a good thing, as long as we have streetcars. It's necessary that this world be as variegated as it is, because it's only in that way that we have a life that really, as they say, variety is the spice of life. We have a life that gives us constant opportunities to learn and grow. We could say, as Paramhansa Yogananda did once when somebody was looking at him sort of very disapprovingly because he saw this Hindu dressed in an orange robe. And Yogananda said to him, you know, we have a wonderful opportunity here because your way of life is very different from mine. You're a movie star. I recognize you. And I teach yoga. And he said that, don't you realize that all of us in some way or another are crazy? And we don't recognize our craziness because we mix with other people who are crazy in the same way we are. But we have this wonderful opportunity to learn about each other's craziness and perhaps in that way to grow, to expand our understanding. Well, this completely took this movie actor off his guard, and he laughed about it and was willing to discuss with Yogananda and to learn about a new kind of craziness that he decided finally was really not a bad thing after all. And he ended up learning how to meditate and being a follower of Yogananda. But Yogananda won him with this sense of appreciation for the differences in their outlook. Life is so much more fun when we can see people who are different from us and not criticize them for that fact, but appreciate it, them for it. I remember once on a visit to Mexico, the customs were very inefficient, and Americans in the group were getting very uptight with them and saying, well, we don't do things like that at home, and we're much more efficient. And I was thinking, I didn't want to scold them, but I was thinking in my mind that, isn't that why you've come to Mexico? Because it is different? Because it isn't exactly like San Francisco or Los Angeles? The differences are what attract you. This is what attracts men to women and women to men. The differences, as the French say, vive la différence. And so, let's listen to the music of this song and think of that wildness and freedom and adapt some of it ourselves, adopt it in our own lives, and become more free also in our own attitudes towards others and towards circumstances. Thank you. The idea here being to not be so set in your particular way of doing things or looking at things that you can't appreciate very different ways. You'll find that if you can relax enough, that it becomes rather fun to see how different other attitudes can be and how justifiable from their point of view. So again, then, this saying, give others complete freedom to be themselves. The more you appreciate them for what they are, the more balanced your own outlook on life will become. Joy to you.